What's up, guys? Happy Wednesday. You're going to hear my timer going. 3, 2, 1, go. I am at Ronan. It's Wednesday. I'm dropping the weekly podcast. We have a bit of a random one again, as usual. It's just the stuff that's on my mind. That's what I'm throwing out during the week on a Wednesday in the middle of the week. Stuff that's on my mind in and around the gym and fitness. So I've been reading a book by Ryan Holiday called Ego is the Enemy. He also wrote The Daily Stoic, some really interesting stuff if you're into that side of things. The ego, egotistical, egomaniacs. Very interesting topic, something I've always been interested in. It's one of those things. Let me start. Right, I've got this big sign in the gym, and I'm just looking at it here, dwelling upon. It's Box Rules of Conduct. So it's essentially just copy and pasted a couple of years back, actually, when I started CrossFit Geelong. I don't know where the hell that is, but it's a cool infographic. A lot of the stuff is very fits with the gym vibe. Let coaches coach, support other members, turn up on time, all that cool stuff. Then in the top right, in these big bold white letters, it says, leave your ego at the door. And then under it says, CrossFit is humbling to everyone. Aim for progression, not perfection. Trying to be perfect and better than everyone will leave you in tears. Whew, quite dramatic of you, Mr. Billboard. But I had a member, a psychotherapist, really analytical guy. And I came in one day and he was standing just longingly gazing into my billboard. And I was like, what's up? And he's like, I'm just looking at your sign here, leave your ego at the door. So essentially we got into this big mad conversation. It could have went on for ages, which always happened with that guy, about the ego. And essentially the definition of ego being just your conscious mind. It's just your conscious mind as opposite to your unconscious mind. It's just you being present and being there in your surroundings. So you can't leave your ego at the door because your ego is integral to who you are and how you operate. So it's going to be in you. It's going to be a part of you. It's coming in the door with you. What it does kind of allude to is, yeah, don't be a douche. Leave your douchiness at the door. And what that means is, you know, we come in here to progress. Everyone's got their different reasons of why they want to progress. Want to get ripped, want to get shredded, want to get jacked, want to get some habits, want to get mental health a little bit better. I've been working too hard. Just want to have some fun, want to meet some cool people, whatever it is. Everyone's got their stuff and the reasons for being here. And what nobody wants in this place is douchiness from anybody. It's just not, it hasn't been here ever since the start. And like I said before, it's a combination of luck and a combination of guiding, screening people, getting to know, maybe leaving somebody a little bit late before getting back to them and just hoping they might just maybe disappear a little bit after meeting them. Maybe they might just not fit. Maybe their style is just a little bit non-Ronin. Harsh, I know, to make those judgments, very harsh, please don't judge me, but it's just one of those things that I have to do to help steer this little community, this little club, essentially, is what it is, in the right direction. Because essentially, people, when they're trying their heart out, or when they're new, or when they've never been to a gym before, I try and sell all that. That's the thing that I'm trying to sell. You can come here, you can feel super comfortable. So essentially, it's my responsibility, nay, my duty, to keep it that way and to keep steering it that way, because essentially one bad egg, it just leads on to the next. That type of person attracts other type of people. CrossFit is a competitive sport if you go that way with it. It's a recreational activity, but it's also a competitive sport. The competitive side of it can get a little bit, yeah, slamming that way, PR, 190 kilos, and striking the balance between very much kind of moving that the way you want it, wherever you want everyone to get the best out of themselves, but also making sure they're very much aware of their surroundings, very much remember what the gym is all about, the ethos, where we came from, where we will continue to go, is very important for me. So, are you going to leave your ego at the door? Definitely not today, but what I'm saying is just controlling it. The whole overall vibe in Ronin is just, I don't know, it's just sweet. It's hard to explain. Myself and Coach Dewey had a meeting just today. We had a couple of things to go through and we just left it as we always do with just being like, wow, it's just, this place is just amazing. It's just, the people are just fantastic. It's all just going so smoothly. New members, there's people I could name, but I won't. There's Roger's back, actually. What a legend. If you don't know Roger, you're going to know Roger pretty soon. What a legend, back from Brazil. Just people like that, they just bring positivity. They just bring good vibes. They bring happiness. They make other people feel comfortable around them. And for me, there's no substitution for that in the gym. Obviously, we need every type of character. We need introverts. We need people that don't really want to get all that involved and all that. But essentially, you're paying the bills, you're progressing, then you're just as much welcome as anyone else. But as this kind of community feel is on and it develops, those type of characters are just absolutely just gold dust to me. So we prepared our social calendar. I've been preparing our social calendar over the last while for 2019 and just getting the little events on. So we got the CrossFit Open coming up. First night of the Open, boom, pizza night. We're gonna hang around in the gym. I'm gonna find some way heating the place for an hour or two and we're gonna have a little bit of pizza. We might even have a beer. We might even hang out a little bit and just celebrate being legends, being boosts. Some of the people will have absolutely killed the Open, got a personal best. Feeling really good, gonna get competitive, gonna get up the leaderboard. And some other people will have, for the first time in their life, entered what is kind of relative to like a sports competition where they'll be working at their own level, but it's gonna be that little bit extra amped because it's the Open, because hundreds of thousands of CrossFitters around the world now will be partaking in the Open. And it's definitely just that little bit of a bigger thing than your normal day's training. A little bit more background on it. Essentially what it is, CrossFit, the big mothership, put out weekly workouts for 5 weeks, and they put out essentially a recommended version and an easier version, a scaled down version it's called. And you can kind of approach that. You sign up, if you want to sign up, you sign up to the CrossFit Games, and it can serve as the early stages of your qualifiers to like the CrossFit Olympics. But for the rest of us, and definitely the people in here, a lot of us, we're just having a bit of crack. We're challenging ourselves. We're throwing down. We're looking to get that first toe to the bar. We're looking to just amp the whole vibe up a little bit. And essentially, when you're into it year round, it can be the highlight of the year. It can be the highlight of the year. Apologies, I got cut off there. My big sweaty ear just kind of hit the phone and it was calling people. So I'm going to set 3 minutes on my timer and I won't hold you guys up for too long. Anyone that has taken the time out of their beautiful, fantastic Wednesday to listen to me yammer on about random stuff like ego and Ronin, the community, the CrossFit Open. So, savage time of the year. Can't wait to get everyone involved. Going to throw some teams together. And for the newer people, or people that aren't that competitive, a big part of it is just going to be show up, participate in the workout in any fashion at all. Just be there on the floor, and then therefore you get a point for your team. So once you're on the floor, you're racking up the points. And over the last few years, what has happened is, no matter how badass one team is, the team that has had the most people showing up to the gym wins it. So you're an integral part of your team winning the competition. If you're listening here and you're a member and you're having a little mini panic attack about this thing that you never heard of, the CrossFit Open. So to wrap this bad boy up, where was I? The ego talk, for me, one of the reasons I'm interested in the whole idea of it is, I suppose when you're doing this type of thing, this type of job, you're front facing, you're talking to big groups and classes, and you're expecting people to listen to you. And then you're putting out this social media content and you're chomping out videos and look what I know, look what I'm telling you to do, blah, 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 blah. And for whatever reason, in around Christmas and just after, actually I know what reason the reason is, I'm coming to the end of a master's and it's killing me at the moment. I'm just, it's tough. New baby on the go and just trying to get it wrapped up now towards the end of the month. But with that, and having to take a little bit of a back step from coaching to just push on, try and get that through. I've also lost the passion to keep pumping out the Insta stories, the social media, all that type of stuff, which, you know, it's not a bad thing. The gym is still operating deadly. Dee, Ben, Dan here, everybody's still pushing hard. But my sort of push on all that type of stuff has dropped off a little bit. Now, nobody cares. But for me, it's interesting to kind of analyze my relationship with it. When I take a break, I'm like, oh, you know what? It's actually pretty nice to not have to like talk to people and to have to like look at a video and be like, oh, wonder if anybody watched it. Does anyone care what I think? I don't know. Maybe they do because the business is going well and there's loads of people showing up. That's also cool. But then there's times where I could literally just wipe my hands with social media completely, and I have detached a lot from Instagram, from the business page. I pretty much wiped the business page of any followers. I just don't use Instagram. I use my own one the very odd time. I touch in on Facebook as little as possible, and I'm just trying to just exit from that whole display, the mad display that is social media. But that's a different conversation. But interesting enough, and ego is the enemy, one of the first topics that's sort of looked into or analyzed is the modern relationship with social media and ego and the needs and putting up this, that and the other. Now, if you're interested in that stuff, go read. But I, you wonderful listener, are going to stop talking because I've got 10 seconds left on the timer, and I want you to have a fantastic day. If you don't train here already, go sign up. If I haven't convinced you, ring me, free intro. Let's go. And time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.